And here we are back in the 1 RPM studio live on Lightning 100. My name is Casey, and I'm joined right now by somebody you can see this Sunday at Nashville Sunday Night. Matt Mason's here. Hello, Matt.
What's up? Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for coming by, man. We know you right now. The song Cringe, I think, is the one that we'll be playing a lot. People seem to really dig it. So I'm assuming maybe you're going to play that song for us.
I think so. I think I'll do that.
All right. Let's get right to it then. This is one from Matt Mason. This is called Cringe, live in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100.
Lover, come over. Look what I've done. Doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me no more, no more. I said I'm just tired. She said you're just tired. I said I saw you in the water. Lover, come hold me. Heads on the fritz. Gaudy and toxic. Feelings comfortably mixed. Lover, come hold me. And could you forget? I got a secret. Digging a debt. She said, I'm looking like a bad man. Smooth grabbing no. She said, my spirit doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me no more, no more. Just tired. She said you're just tired. And I said I saw you in the water. And I said I saw you in the water. Sweating all your sins out, putting all your thoughts back together. Oh, we just don't blend now. All of my attempts seem to weather. Oh, I make you cringe now. Don't I make you cringe? Oh, I make you cringe now. Don't I make you cringe? She said I'm looking like a bad man. Smooth grabbing, no. She said my spirit doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me no more, no more. I said I'm just tired. She said you're just tired. And I said I saw you in the water.
All right, that is Matt Mason live here on Lightning 100 in the 1 RPM studio. The name of the song is called Cringe, and you just did one of my favorite things ever, because every now and again we'll hear a song, and whoever's singing it has a really powerful vocal, and they come in the studio, and it sounds different, shall we say? Mm-hmm. You're nailing that thing just like you did on the album, and I always appreciate it when people do that.
Thanks, man.
So,
thank you.
Thank you very much. I've always felt odd complimenting people on their own songs, but thank you for the way you played your music.
Yeah, thanks for the compliment, man.
Matt, it seems like here lately, like every time I turn around, you're always hearing more and more about Matt Mason. Like you're kind of, it seems like this, you're kind of tipping a little bit. You know, do you sort of feel that too when you're out there now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, we've been at it for a while, and now we're just starting to actually do this radio run and like really sink our teeth into that side of things, and definitely seeing a lot happen because of it.
That's very cool, man. That's kind of the point, right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Where's home for you?
As of 4 days ago, Austin, Texas.
Okay, you just you were in L.A., right?
I was in L.A., yeah, for about 2 years, and then I just moved to Austin, Texas, and I'm originally from Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay. Growing up, who are you into?
Well, I wasn't allowed to listen to much, like, secular music growing up. So until I was, like, 15, I couldn't listen, so I had to find, like, the cool... Actually, last night, I saw the lead singer of the band Reliant K in a bar. And I was like, I tweeted about it. I was like, 14-year-old me is like
just
flipping out
right now.
Lost it,
huh?
but once I actually like, you know, got to like figure out who I wanted to listen to, it was like Jeff Buckley and this band Manchester Orchestra.
Been a huge
one for me. Yeah.
And it always seems like, too, you know, because the not allowed to listen to secular music, that pops up in a lot of these interviews, and it always seems like you get to that one point where you find the first secular album that you fall in love with, and nothing is ever the same after that.
Yeah, I hated it when I was a kid, but I think it honestly makes you a little more, like, creative and like what you're listening to music for when you have to really like search for things that you're allowed to listen to.
It certainly makes you appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so like I would always just, you know, like strive towards albums that like I could hear the, you know, emotion in, and that's what I try and replicate through my stuff. But yeah.
All right. Matt Mason live here on Lightning 100. Have you put out two EPs this year? Or
for the first EP, Who Killed Matt Mason, was last year.
Okay.
And then The Hearse was this year.
All right. And The Hearse is, when did that one come out?
7 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. So you go from Who Killed Matt Mason to The Hearse. Are you doing like a melancholy thing? Are you working through some stuff? What's going on here, man?
Yeah. I'm dying.
Are you dying?
No, I've always just been kind of fascinated by the idea of death, and I wanted to make the two EPs like as cohesive as I could, and so I just kept playing off of that. The first EP is Who Killed Matt Mason, which is kind of like me becoming an adult and, you know, the parts of yourself you have to kill, per
Killing
se.
Off the old Matt
Mason.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay. And then The Hearse is basically six songs of a conversation between my, like, self-destructive side and my, like, good boy moral side, and how they clash, you know, every day of our lives.
All right. Do you find recording and writing that kind of stuff, is it therapeutic for you? I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Very cool. Right on. Where did you record? Where do you record? Where did you do The Hearse at?
My buddy James Flanagan produces all of my stuff, and he's in LA, so he's got a little studio in his garage. Who Killed Matt Mason was at his house before the one he has now, which was a different studio.
Okay.
And then now he's got a new place in Silver Lake, and that's where we did everything.
Right on. When you're getting ready to leave LA, why Austin?
My girlfriend.
Fair enough.
There.
That's a two-word answer that makes all the sense in the world, dude. I got you.
Yeah, Austin's sick though, man. It's kind of like a mix between like LA and Nashville.
Well, and I was talking to somebody not too long ago in the studio, and we were talking about, you know, back in the day, there was always this weird pipeline that seemed like it went like Nashville, Louisville, Chicago.
Mm.
And just kind of everybody went back and forth because eventually everybody wants to sign to Touch and Go Records anyway.
Yeah.
And now it seems more like it starts out west and comes through Austin and then hits Nashville.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of people go from L.A. to Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially musicians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right on. So this is Matt Mason performing. You're going to be doing Nashville Sunday night coming up on Sunday, along with Liz Longley. The doors are going to open at 6. The show starts at 8 o'clock. You want to go ahead and play something else for us, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to play the song Hallucinogenics from my EP The Hearse.
All right, one more from Matt Mason live on Lighting 100 here in the 1RPM studio.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, 'cause you know that I ain't no beginner. And then I crawl back to the life I said that I wouldn't live in. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. carried on like the wayward son. But now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hands. 'Cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now what with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hands, brushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger 'cause I forgot I lit it.
All right, Lightning 100, that's more from Matt Mason here live in the 1RPM studio. What was the name of that one again?
Hallucinogenic.
And that one's on the hearse right now. You can pick it up at all your favorite music getting places. Or I have a feeling they could probably pick this one up Sunday night, maybe? You going to have some on you, you think? Or?
Nope.
Okay, well, fair enough. Where I was going, though, or you could also, you know, always buy one directly from the artist and pay full price for it.
You know,
I like
it. You can
it
just give me money and I'll say I'll give you one.
There you go.
Might not get it,
you're good for it.
Yeah.
I'll vouch for you.
Sure.
I mean, we've known each other for minutes now. I'll vouch for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm a good guy.
You are. Oh, man. You can come on out Sunday night and check out the show because I'm just like you. I've heard Matt's stuff on record. I don't think you can really appreciate just how powerful his voice is until you're in the room with it. That's been my experience today, and I mean that in a very positive way. So, yay. So, Nashville Sunday night. It is coming up this Sunday at 3rd and Lindsley. Doors at 6. Show starts at 8. What's next? What can we look for? What else you got going on?
We are working on the album, debut album. First quarter next year is what we're going for.
And I checked you out on Twitter earlier. People really seem to be hitting you about this album.
They do. It's incredibly annoying.
How dare you want more of my art?
I'm like, dude, I put out an EP like 6 months ago.
You should
chill,
be good.
But yeah, we're working on that. And then we'll have a headline tour spring next year. And
right on.
Keep going for it.
Including another stop here in Nashville and coming by and seeing me again here in the studio, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Matt, thank you so much for being here, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
And we'll plug it one more time. Nashville Sunday night is happening this Sunday at 3rd and Lindsley. Liz Longley along with Matt Mason. Right now, let's do some local stuff from Nikki Bloom. Back to it with one called To Rise, You Gotta Fall on Lightning 100.